Hello, I'm Father Joe Roche of the Marian Fathers of the Immaculate Conception. Thank you for joining us as we continue with our year-long journey reading the diary of St. Maria Faustina Kowalska from beginning to end. Today we take up from where we left off, beginning with diary entry number 56. Oh my God, I understand well that you demand this spiritual childhood of me, because you are constantly asking it of me through your representatives. At the beginning of my religious life, suffering and adversities frightened and disheartened me, so I prayed continuously, asking Jesus to strengthen me and to grant me the power of his Holy Spirit, that I might carry out his will in all things. Because from the beginning I have been aware of my weakness, I know very well what I am of myself, because for this purpose Jesus has opened the eyes of my soul. I am an abyss of misery, and hence I understand that whatever good there is in my soul consists solely of his holy grace. The knowledge of my own misery allows me, at the same time, to know the immensity of your mercy. In my own interior life, I am looking with one eye at the abyss of my misery and baseness, and with the other at the abyss of your mercy, O God. O my Jesus, you are the life of my life. You know only too well that I long for nothing but the glory of your name, and that souls come to know your goodness. Why do souls avoid you, Jesus? I don't understand that. Oh, if I could only cut my heart into tiny pieces and in this way offer it to you, O Jesus, each piece as a heart, whole and entire, to make up in part for the hearts that do not love you. I love you, Jesus, with every drop of my blood, and I would gladly shed my blood for you to give you a proof of the sincerity of my love. O God, the more I know you, the less I can comprehend you. But this non-comprehension lets me realize how great you are. And it is this impossibility of comprehending you which inflames my heart anew for you, O Lord. From the moment when you let me fix the eyes of my soul on you, O Jesus, I have been at peace and desired nothing else. I found my destiny at the moment when my soul lost itself in you, the only object of my love. In comparison with you, everything is nothing. Sufferings, adversities, humiliations, failures, and suspicions that have come my way are splinters that keep alive the fire of my love for you, O Jesus. My desires are mad and unattainable. I wish to conceal from you that I suffer. I want never to be rewarded for my efforts and my good actions. You yourself, Jesus, are my only reward. You are enough, O treasure of my heart. I want to share compassionately in the sufferings of my neighbors and to conceal my own sufferings, not only from them, but also from you, Jesus. Suffering is a great grace. Through suffering, the soul becomes like the Savior. In suffering, love becomes crystallized. The greater the suffering, the purer the love. In this passage, St. Faustina is very honest and open with Jesus about her weaknesses and her struggles. She recognizes that without Jesus, she can do nothing. She laments those who avoid Jesus, and she wants to sacrifice and make reparation for them. There is truly a love for Jesus in her heart because she wants to offer everything for him. No price is too high to pay to offer things to the one she loves. Then St. Faustina briefly speaks about suffering. She says that it is a great grace. Normally, we wouldn't think of suffering as a grace. She says that the soul becomes like the Savior through suffering. Jesus on the cross showed his love for us through all that he endured. She says that love becomes crystallized. I think of the expression crystal clear. She means love becomes real. It's not just words. We are willing to put our money where our mouth is. We lay it all on the line. We give the gift of ourselves, our health, our life, everything. Jesus didn't have to suffer or die for us. He had done nothing wrong. He did it out of love for us. Then she says, the greater the suffering, the purer the love. I think this has to be rightly understood. When we offer our suffering to God, it becomes like a holocaust, which was a type of sacrifice offered in the temple in the Old Testament, a sacrificial offering. Let's ask Jesus to purify our love for him. Please follow or subscribe to this podcast to receive the latest episodes and updates. If you have enjoyed this podcast, I invite you to leave a review. Reviews greatly improve our podcast ranking and will help other people throughout the world find St. Faustina's Diary in a Year. Remember, Jesus promised St. Faustina in Diary number 1075, souls who spread the honor of divine mercy are protected by God like an infant by a gentle mother. Please help us spread the message of divine mercy. Thank you, and God bless you. Visit shopmercy.org to order your copy of Divine Mercy in My Soul, the diary of St. Maria Faustina Kowalska. It's available in print in English, Spanish, and Polish, and in English as an ebook, available now on shopmercy.org. Are you enjoying this podcast? I invite you to listen to more shows brought to you by the Marian Fathers of the Immaculate Conception. Join us daily for enriching spiritual content, which will help you on your journey with Jesus Christ. Simply visit DivineMercyPlus.org for a complete list of our shows. That's DivineMercyPlus.org.